Well, the appeal is in place now from the former president, Donald Trump, pertaining to the hush money. Joining us live right now on WAKR is my good friend, Dr. John Green, professor of political science at the University of Akron. And John, give us an update on the former president. He was in New York last week, and now he is appealing the charges.
Well, you know, it's long expected that Donald Trump and his attorneys would appeal the indictment that came down last week in New York City regarding the 2016 election and the payment of hush money and various allegations of impropriety. You know, it's kind of interesting because, of course, there are many people who strongly disagree with President Trump and former President Trump and, you know, believe that, you know, he's not behaved well. But, of course, he has a lot of support across the country. And the initial reaction to the indictment probably strengthened Donald Trump's position by pulling together a lot of Republican voters and Republican office holders who had some real doubts about him and were, you know, wondering if maybe it was time for the Republican Party to turn to somebody else. But then the indictment came down. You know, a lot of people felt on that side of the spectrum felt that it was political and unfair. And, of course, it's ultimately going to depend on what happens in court. So this appeal, long expected, really important. We'll find out if the judicial process will be allowed to go forward.
And John, to your point there, and I wanted to go down this road, I've seen people in the GOP, some saying, hey, it's time now maybe that we get on a different train. There are others that are supporting the former president. So as you look at this with a broad scope with Donald Trump, the indictment, and what lies ahead later on this year with the trial, and then, of course, you got 2024, which is a huge presidential year for the elections. You got DeSantis gaining steam in that party. Do you expect people to jump off that train? Is the GOP going to pressure maybe Donald Trump to step aside and let others in? What are you hearing on that side of the ticket right now?
Well, you know, it's really kind of interesting because what the indictment did in the for the moment was basically to freeze the politics of 2024, you know, because there are a lot of people who would like to run against Trump for the Republican nomination. And a lot of people, well, as you indicated, think that, you know, all things considered, it would really be better for the party and, in their view, for the country if the party could move beyond Donald Trump. And then there's a lot of things that might benefit the Republicans if they could have another leader. But at the moment, it's frozen because many of Trump's critics don't agree with the indictment. You know, they think it was politically motivated and legally incorrect. And so it's a neat trick to be against the indictment and, in a sense, supporting Trump and being at the same time critical of Trump and wanting to move on. So I think things are frozen at the moment, but the pressure is building.
So, John,
are we going to see some strong opponents to Trump, or is he going to prevail?
With that being said, and I like your word frozen, is that good, in your opinion, good or bad for the GOP?
You know, I think it's probably a bad thing for the GOP to have the nomination for 2024 at this early date frozen, where everybody's sitting on the sidelines figuring out, you know, what do we do next? There are clearly some problems here. But some of the problems are internal to the Republican Party. You know, can Republicans rally around an alternative to Donald Trump? And some of the problems are external to the Republican Party. Whoever the nominee is, can they win in 2024? So it's a very difficult moment for the Republican Party right now.
With us is Dr. John Green, professor of political science at the University of Akron. And John, when you look at these charges in New York, this is serious stuff, though. When you look at it, some people are just looking at hush money to a female and no big deal. But really, to keep that story hush, hush, presidential election year, it is a big story. And that's why these charges are big.
You're absolutely right. You know, there's sort of the legal issue, and there's been a lot of controversy and debate about the legal merits of the case. And that's going to be resolved, of course, as in one way or the other, as the judicial process moves forward. But legal issues aside, there are political issues there. You know, there have always been a number of people who supported Donald Trump because they agreed with his policies, but didn't care much for his style and his lifestyle. And the hush money issue brings those issues to the forefront.
Yeah, agreed. But what you mentioned a couple of minutes ago, though, the supporters of Donald Trump who have stood by him with everything don't look at this as a big deal.
No, they really don't. They see it as just, you know, sort of politics as usual. Mm-hmm. You know, the idea that, you know, there are, you know, evil forces out there, if you will, that, you know, are against Trump no matter what he does. And so they're really stood by him. And, you know, absent the indictment, the Republicans already had a difficulty because many of those voters are necessary for the Republicans to be successful. But they need more than those voters. And so they've got to kind of find a way to build a broader coalition. But the fact that there's such a division of opinion about this indictment, you know, whether it's important and whether it's not, reveals the tensions within the party.
Agreed. Dr. John Green with us, professor of political science at the University of Akron. So, John, let's go to Ron DeSantis now. How does he maneuver himself, if at all, and you mentioned that word frozen, through all these weeds here, maybe to take advantage of this situation as he continues to posture for a run in 2024?
Well, it's a really good question. You know, up through the last week, there was a lot of evidence that Governor DeSantis was getting ready for a presidential run. He's a very methodical politician, and he was going about assembling his team and, you know, putting a lot of things in place. But, you know, it's really going to be an important strategic question for him, you know, just how's he going to handle this particular situation? And a lot of it has to do with what happens in court. I mean, just imagine for a moment that the appeal is successful and this indictment is quashed by higher level judges. Then in some ways that unfreezes the process, right? It makes it possible for someone like DeSantis to find a road ahead to oppose Trump. On the other hand, if this hangs on for months and months, there reaches a point where DeSantis is either going to have to go, right, run his campaign, mm-hmm. or decide, look, I'm going to continue to be governor of Florida and maybe I'll run in the future. So, you know, really difficult set of decisions for DeSantis, but also for a whole range of other potential candidates like Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo. I mean, there's just a lot of waiting right now.
And John, to wrap up our conversation this morning, you mentioned the word go. What are you hearing about President Joe Biden? Is he going to go for re-election? Has there been any news on that front?
Well, there has been. You know, the president and the president's campaign keep promising an announcement. And when questioned on this, President Biden uses some very careful words. He says, I fully intend to run for president. but no announcement yet. And in that sense, you know, the Democratic nomination is also frozen for completely different reasons, because people are waiting to see what's Biden going to do. And as the announcement of his campaign is delayed, there's constant concern that, you know, maybe he's not going to run. Maybe for health reasons or whatever, he may choose to give that a pass, and in which case, the Democratic Party's tensions suddenly come into view, right, as they begin to think about who would succeed Joe Biden.